Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, the prophet. What are the themes we're going to talk about? The state of Judah, the kingdom, experiences a catastrophe, a national chaos. The Babylonian king, Nebuchadnezzar, comes with his army and besieges Jerusalem. The city is taken. All the fine goods are taken away. The treasure of the temple and so on. But even worse, many, many people, especially the top ones, the nobility, and there especially the young ones, are taken from Palestine over to Babylon to be slaves and servants for the king. And this is a national tragedy. And it will last, as the prophet Jeremiah foretold it, it will last for 70 years. But God had a plan in this. Because young people of Israel get in contact with the leaders of Babylon. Daniel and his three friends are allowed to study at the Babylonian University. An excellent examination at the end. They are 10 times more informed than their professors because they had already attended a prophet school in Jerusalem. And the king is full of admiration and they get top positions in the Babylonian kingdom. But there are times ahead which will be difficult. The king orders that a golden image is produced. And all the leaders of his kingdom have to assemble and to fall down in front of this kingdom when the music band starts playing. And it happens like this. All flat on the ground. Only three remain upright. The friends of Daniel. Although the king had said, if you do not fall down in front of my image, you will be thrown into the fireplace. So it happens like this. But then the king, full of astonishment, discovers three had been thrown inside, but four are now in there. And when the three are called out, nothing had happened to them amidst the fire. How could that be? We will talk about this. King Nebuchadnezzar is the superstar of this time. He is king of kings. And he has a dream of a huge tree. And in this dream, an angel of God, having an instrument for cutting a tree, an axe, whoosh, cuts this tree. And the king is shocked. He wants to know, what is this dream about? And he gets informed by Daniel. What is the contents? We will talk about that. The last king of Babylon, Belshazzar, when he has a feast with alcohol and alcohol and alcohol, suddenly a bloodless hand appears and writes on the wall in the throne hall with fiery characters. some words. The king is shocked. What does these words mean? Will there be doom about Babylon? We will see. And Daniel the prophet, in his old days, because he refused not to pray, he was forced not to pray. And he continued praying to God. So he was thrown into the lion's den. A whole night he was there. And in the morning, when the king came again, the lions were there, peaceful like small cats. An angel had been there, protecting him. Daniel made experiences with God, and we will study them. Many, many of these experiences. This is a collection of some of these experiences. Are you ready to meet us in these lessons? You will be blessed. The second part of the book of Daniel is different from the first part. From chapter 7 onwards, we are confronted with visions of the prophet Daniel. Visions which showed him the future from his time onwards, even to the last time. So most of this area is already covered now in history, and so we can discover more easily what is already fulfilled and what is still open in future for us. For example, Daniel saw four beasts coming out of the sea, being symbols for kingdoms. The Babylonian kingdom, consisting of this area here, Turkey, Egypt, Iraq, Syria. And after the Babylonians, the Persians came up, combined with the Medes. Everything which is green here, not the dark green, but up to here. This is the huge Persian Empire. The Persians were here, and then they added the Babylonian kingdom to their territory, shown by the bear. And then Alexander the Great, the Macedonian king, the dark green area here, he came over here. The red line is the route on which he went when he conquered this Persian kingdom. He came till the border of India. When he died, he gave his kingdom over to his four mightiest army officers, therefore the leopard with four heads. And these army officers, they got this kingdom divided in these different colors: a Macedonian area, Lydian area, Egyptian area, and Syria, and the rest. Later on, these dynasties fought against each other, and then only three remained in the end. And then only two, those were conquered by the Romans in Macedonia, and then the king of the north and the south, they fought very often in battle, and we find the history of this in Daniel chapter 11. We will hear more about this. And the last animal, so we have Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greek kingdom, and the dragon, Roman kingdom, which we have here. In the time of King August, Jesus was born here in Bethlehem. In the last chapter, Daniel receives a vision. It's the most interesting one because Jesus in the middle, hovering above the big river there, and two angels on the right and on the left are in communication with Jesus and ask questions about time, how long will it take for this and that, and Daniel is like a spy there listening, oh, this, this, and that, and there are informations even up to our time and for the last, very last sequence of time. So this will be an interesting study when we hear about this horn coming out in the territory of Italy, and we try to find out what's the symbol for this. What does it stand for? Coming out of the Roman Empire, but being different? Hunting the real followers of Christ, killing millions of them for centuries? Even attacking the heavenly sanctuary? What power could that be? We will find out in this series, in 13 lessons, studying the book of Daniel. Are you ready for that, for this adventure? I'm looking forward to meeting you.